having some fun with the new leadership of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. Gene Copenhaver is the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Yeah, thanks, Keith, for having me. It was the first weekend in December we got to see each other in Minnesota. Had a good time up there, great convention, great people up there. As I say, there's great people in this industry all over.
Oh,
different
yeah.
landscape, but same people.
And what an opportunity for yourself to see these different landscapes and really get to kick the tires with the best of them and kind of hear what's going on throughout the country.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm looking most forward to is seeing different places. There's God-given assets. Everywhere it's different, and we do things different, but, I want to go out and see those operations and talk to those producers and maybe talk to some consumers, too.
And since we've talked back in the early part of December, you have been busy traveling around doing just that, kind of visiting with whether it's association members or just touring around yourself, finding out what's going on in the cattle industry.
Yeah, I got to go to Montana Cattlemen's, had a big time there, but seemed like the snow follows me around.
You're the one to blame.
Yeah, I'm the one. It snowed in Minnesota when I was there. It snowed in Montana when I was there. Came home a couple weeks for Christmas and went to Ontario. And I was in between snows, but there's a lot of snow on the ground up there. And then I went to Ohio a couple weeks ago and it snowed there. And then ice in at home. Hard time to get home, but I made it finally.
Yeah, here we were blaming it on Elsa from Frozen, but it's really Gene that we need to blame.
That's right. Blaming on old Gene. I'm a big boy. I can take the bullet.
You got big shoulders.
That's right.
Having a little fun with new leadership with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And in reality, we talked about the importance of what's going on in the beef industry as well. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wenberg.